When Subhash touched her hand, she thought it was almost unbearable. Not because she didn't want his touch, but because she burned for it. Part of her, a part she had tried to ignore, had been thinking about this for months now. Thinking about Subhash had meant that she didn't sleep soundly. The deep and insistent curiosity about him had sometimes made it hard for her to ever finish an entire meal, and it meant that it was often difficult to follow the plot of the latest Sunday night costume drama. Her mind could not stay focused, but preferred to wander into her own fated romance. She'd frequently reminded herself that she hardly knew Subhash. How could a handful of lunches and telephone calls amount to knowing someone? She hoped that reminding herself that their relationship was in its infancy and would never grow to maturity would make him less real and vital. She told herself that this tremendous excitement she felt was only her imagination playing tricks on her.